think it's badly needed in Donegal, you know, with the large geographical area that Donegal is. I think there are parts of the county that need a better service, and I think this is the way to go.
Because so many parts of the county are very rural, as you outlined there, and isolated from other healthcare services within the county. But in terms of further healthcare that may be needed across the country, this could be a necessity.
Definitely. I mean, over here in what I call the Southwest, we've one ambulance here in Killybegs, and I've hit rules, we have no cover. So basically you're going to wait for an ambulance to either come from Dunlow or Donegal or maybe Sligo or Letterkenny. So when you take that geographical area, that has to cover, say, coming from Letterkenny to Mullinbeg, which would be the farthest point. You're at least talking an hour and a half away. They're always talking about this golden hour, so we're far outside it. And it's one of the things that I took up at the Health Committee the last day when we had the National Ambulance Service. And it's something I feel so strong about. We're being left behind here in Donegal when it comes to our services. So why not have a dedicated air ambulance that would try and look after people much better?
And did the National Ambulance Service indicate that this is something that could be feasible?
They didn't rule it out. They didn't rule it in. You know, I think it's a modern way of looking. I would love far more ambulances that have been on the ground, but they just don't seem to want to do that. So this is a way of maybe putting a wee bit of pressure on them to say, well, listen, if you don't want to do it one way, we'll do it this way, you know. And I think an air ambulance would help the people of Donegal immensely. I mean, it could get the patients much quicker, you know, stroke victims and road accident collisions. And I think it's a modern way of trying to do things, and I think we badly need one up here.